From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A national survey from last year measured Americans' attitudes about travel during the pandemic, and Georgia tourism took a big hit. Still, UGA's Hospitality and Food Industry Program Coordinator, Dr. John Salazar, thinks better days are coming, telling Georgia Farm Bureau there's significant opportunity on the horizon for rural tourism, much of it in agritourism. Two key stats from the survey. First, 62% of respondents seek rural or small towns when selecting destinations, and second, 48% said farmers' markets or agritourism opportunities are important to them. Farm income and land value surged in the closing months of 2020, lifted by higher commodity prices and large federal payments. Federal Reserve regional banks in Chicago, Kansas City, and Minneapolis tell Agriculture.com with the commodity rally expected to persist, the farm economy is in its best shape in years. Agriculture is forecast to benefit from an economy-wide recovery from the pandemic this year. Farm tractor and self-propelled combine unit sales start the year with continued growth in both the U.S. and Canada, according to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. U.S. total farm tractor sales rose 24.7% in January compared to 2020, while U.S. self-propelled combine sales grew a significant 76.8%. U.S. unit sales grew across all segments, with the biggest gains continuing in the sub-40 horsepower segment, gaining 32.9%. 100-plus horsepower continued to grow, up 1.2%. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.